Other Times by Leslie Thomas.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. It seemed somehow unfitting that everything should be so docile along that coast. A washed-out autumn sky reflecting in an uncaring sea. Birds flying much as usual. Offshore, a minesweeper rocking as if asleep. Not a foot trod on the shingle. There were small chuffs of wind. It was an empty morning. At 7 o'clock, the men stumbled from the two huts. Not for the first time, Captain Bevan thought how difficult it was to make a parade from only 16 soldiers, 2 excused boots. They formed up in 2 blank-faced ranks, not particularly straight, in front of the sandbag rampart, around a solitary Bofors gun, its feet spread out on last summer's seaside rose garden, its camouflage netting like an old woman's skirt. Bugles, even if militarily appropriate, were not allowed. Under the defence regulations, no one, on pain of arrest, was permitted to sound a siren, hooter, whistle, bell, horn, gong, or bugle. The silence irked Sergeant Runciman. An army should be noisy, at least have a certain amount of din. Whoever heard of a hushed army? He had unearthed an old bird-scaring rattle in a barn. It still worked when he privately swung it, and he had suggested its use for rousing the men in the morning. But a check on regulations by Bombardier...